Darrell, we've watched and monitored the wheat market over the last many months, saw a rise, have seen it come back in recent weeks here, Darrell. Are we in a downward trend, or what's been occurring recently here?
Well, what I did, Ray, was just take a look back in a similar type year in the past, and the very interesting that year was the 1995-96 marketing year, and we did advance the market through the winter months into a high in July, and then shed pretty close to a dollar a bushel before the market continued its advance then into spring highs.
So we're kind of seeing a similar pattern this year, are we not, Darrell?
It would appear that way. Again, we've had a high here in the month of July, and we shed pretty close to a dollar a bushel here recently on prospects for somewhat better than expected spring wheat yields. But the overall underlying trend still is higher. And now, just very recently here, we're starting to advance with more news coming in with some problems in other parts of the world.
So as you compare back to that 95-96 year, as we watch and move into the fall season, is there more upside potential, Darrell, or how do you view this?
Well, if we follow a similar pattern as to what happened in that year, and of course there was drought-reduced stocks in the United States that year too, basically market looked for further impetus, you know, from external events, unfolding conditions in order to stimulate the demand to push it into record highs. And in that particular year, we actually did make record highs, which was $7 a bushel, just quite a bit higher than where we are today.
So for producers right now, as they're taking off their wheat crops, what strategy or what do you want them to keep in mind here, Darrell?
Well, just to keep in mind here that, you know, that these shakeouts that we do have, and that seems to be like an awful lot of value, 80, 90 cents a bushel in 1 month, can make people feel that the run is complete. There really has been no major break here in the adverse weather conditions, and of course getting more reports of that spreading to other wheat economies around the world. So probably a good strategy here might be to consider some producer contracts with the wheat board, leaving the price structure open as we go through the winter.
That gives you the flexibility to price in when this market starts to move again?
Well, it allows you to, you know, capture the value of any future price increases here, but of course you do have to generate some cash flow too. So depending on a producer's cash flow needs, the timing and the delivery period on those contracts should be carefully examined. But the basic idea here is to position the product in such a manner that you can take advantage of rising futures prices going through the spring and into, or through the winter and into early spring.
And from what you've seen and what we've talked about here, there is the potential for this market to gain some ground.
If we continue to get stories coming out of major market areas such as the European Union, Australia, Argentina, that would support that they're having some problems with their crops there too, I would see the investment community represented by commodity funds getting interested in the wheat market again, returning to the wheat market and bidding prices higher.
What about the demand picture on this? Is there decent demand out there, Darrell?
Well, I think if the stock, of course, what we're looking at here is the hard red spring markets and the hard red winter markets, and the quality profiles there are good, but the supplies are short. So I would say that, yes, the demand will be quite good for a scarce near-term supply of those products. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.